to Total Wealth Academy's GetTotalWealth.com radio show, where wealth includes much more than just money. It includes family, fitness, romance, travel, charity, and all the other parts of a balanced life. Listen and learn how 70% of the millionaires in America made their money and were able to lead more balanced lives using real estate. Now, your host, real estate investor and consultant, Steve Davis.
Good afternoon and welcome to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis, where we're here together working to improve our financial IQ. Total Wealth Academy is a platform of coaches and consultants teaching people how to use real estate to build wealth and a second stream of income. We have students that have never owned even their own home, let alone a piece of rental property. And we have students come to us that already have 5,000 apartment units and want to take it to the next level. Today I want to talk about something that people don't like to admit. They use different words for it. And it takes a level of confidence and maturity to use the word for what it really is. And that word is fear. People are flat out afraid to try and build wealth for themselves. And the main fear that people have is the fear of failure. People are sitting out there going, look, Steve, I tried real estate 10 years ago. It didn't work. Okay. So you tried it once and gave up. It's not that it didn't work. Because when you drove to work today, on every street corner that you drove by, what was sitting there? Income producing real estate. Every strip shopping center, every big shopping center, every mall, gas station, convenience store, grocery store, every two-story building, every four-story building, every 70-story building, it's all rental real estate. So the fear that because you tried it and it didn't work is not a rational fear. It is an excuse to not take action. And the problem is that the only person that suffers from that is you. You're only hurting yourself by lying to yourself and saying, because something didn't work when I tried it 5 years ago, 10 years ago, or whatever, it won't work this time. See, the past does not equal the future. The past does not equal the future. Unless you live in the past. The example I just gave you is considered psychologically living in the past. If you say, hey, this didn't work 5 years ago, so it won't work this year, you're living in the past. You've paralyzed yourself and you're condemning yourself to a result that was probably just because of you didn't know what you were doing. And that's it. But see, that's also hard for people to admit. I had an uncle who had three rent properties, and he lost all three of them to foreclosure. When you would ask him what happened, he would go on and on. It was, you can't trust tenants. You can't find good tenants. The mortgage company was a problem. The market was a problem. The president was a problem. And he just had excuse after excuse after excuse after excuse. And what that is it's an ego-based self-protection mechanism that goes on in our head. We think we're fooling other people. But how many of you would have been fooled by what he said? I would suggest a large group of you would have, because you're doing the same thing, but a large group of you would not have. You would have seen right through it and gone, that's all BS. You didn't know what you were doing. You ran those properties into the ground. I bet you didn't take a class on real estate investing. You blew it. See, here's what he should have said. But think of how mature he would have had to have been and how in control of his ego he would have had to have been to say this. Here's what he should have said. You know, I really goofed that up. I had no idea what I was doing. I was too lazy to take a class. I was too greedy to pay for a class. I was too arrogant. I thought I could do it without a class. That's that lag, laziness, arrogance, and greed. I didn't know what I was doing, man. I just ran them into the ground. I lost them to foreclosure because I'm an idiot. See, how many people are going to say that? Very, very few. And what they do by making all those excuses is they perpetuate fear in the other person. In other words, most people have a fear of investing in real estate because of tenants, because of the market. And then they hear a story like that, and it just reinforces it, even though it was not credible information. See, it comes down to this particular point. Should you go to a failure and ask them how they did it? Yeah, I know you had 3 rent houses, and I know you lost them all to foreclosure. Can you tell me how you did it? Dumb as a rock, right? You would never do that. But it happens over and over and over and over again. I talked to a person the other day who a neighbor or somebody owns rent property, and they're doing it all wrong. And he's afraid of buying rent property because of his neighbor's experience. His neighbor's doing all his own work, doesn't know how to screen, has bad tenants, which is why I say he doesn't know how to screen. He doesn't know what he's doing. But so many people take their advice from failures because it's also a self-protection mechanism. That way you don't have to take action. Oh yeah, I would start building wealth for myself and family with real estate, but my neighbor tried it and it didn't work. Makes you feel comfortable, doesn't it? I suggest that you change that behavior and go find successful real estate investors like in a group like ours. Start hanging out with them and start doing it right. This is the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. Thanks for listening.
Real estate accounts for more millionaires in America than any other investment vehicle. This second stream of income can truly change your life. More time for travel, romance, and much more. More time for whatever you want to do with your life. To find out how to build this second stream of income, attend our free 2-hour introductory workshop on real estate investing. To reserve a seat, visit GetTotalWealth.com and click on the free workshop button at the top of the page. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where we're really, I know it kind of drifted as far as what we were talking about, but I'm talking about fears that are holding people back, and I drifted into where those fears come from. You have to understand that any fear that you have about investing in real estate that came from another person, In other words, referral past experience. You haven't done it, so you don't know. So you get you ask somebody who has done it and get their referral past experience. Any negative information about real estate investing had to have come from a failure. Let that sink in for a second. Would a successful, effective real estate investor tell you a bunch of negative crap about investing in real estate? They wouldn't. Only a failure would. That's it. And once you get that through your head, and this applies to anything, you know, I love this particular point because it's so humorous to me. Why is it always that guys who have been married 6 times have the most advice about women? You ever notice that? They do. Makes no sense. But boy, they, except for the fact that they're trying to justify all their failures. They don't want to sit there and go, man, I was a jerk. I cheated. I was mean. They don't want to admit that. They're going to say women were the problem. See, failures love to talk. They love it. That's their thing. When they fail at something, they want to justify it. And their ego gets them to just talk and talk and talk and talk. My question is, why are you listening to those people? Why would you listen to them? So your idea is, I'm going to go ask everybody who failed at real estate investing and get their advice. That's your strategy? I suggest you replace it with a different strategy. I suggest you replace it with, I think I'll go find some successful real estate investors and ask them how they did it. Different way of living. But I suggest that's what you do. And you don't go to the guy who's been divorced 6 times and ask him about marriage. You go to the guy who has been married for 35 years to the same woman and you ask him. Doesn't that make sense? But think deeply right now about your fears about real estate investing. Did any of them come from a successful real estate investor? The answer is going to be no. They had to have come from somebody who failed. You know, it's when you sit here and you start thinking deeply about all of your beliefs, you start to realize that a huge number of your beliefs about anything in life are not even your own. You know, I'll continue to pick on real estate, but if you've never owned 10 rent houses, how do you know it doesn't work? How do you know it's tenants, toilets, taxes? You don't. You're going off referral past experience. See, the secret, and I hate calling it a secret because it's not, it's a 3,000-year-old concept, but the secret is you have to start dictating where your referral past experience comes from. It has to be qualified, successful referral past experience. Everything. You're working on your marriage. Hang out with people who are successfully married. You're working on your fitness. Don't hang out with the guy who's 50 pounds overweight. You got to go hang out with the guy who's in shape. When it comes to real estate investing, the same thing. You've got to get around successful people and start incorporating their strategies and their referral past experience. I do this example where I learned about diversification and how ineffective it is. It was the realization that my whole belief about being diversified had come from people unqualified to tell me to be diversified. First, it was my parents, who I love and respect, but they were broke their entire lives. Was that a good source to find out about investing and diversifying? Absolutely not. Bad referral past experience. My high school teachers taught me to be diversified. Question, were they in the financial position that I wanted to be in? No, they were all broke. My teachers were always complaining about pay, how much they worked, and all this stuff. They were unqualified to tell me. Again, bad referral past experience. Then, when I was at a major university here in Texas, I audited a class where the professor came in, complained about his car note, his house note, his pay, even his wife, and then taught, you know, there were 150 kids in there. He taught them economics. Ludicrous. Ludicrous. So you ask yourself, whatever you're afraid of, where'd you get that referral past experience that tells you you should be afraid? I guarantee it came from an unqualified source. Were your parents multimillionaire entrepreneurs? Probably not. Were your high school teachers multimillionaire entrepreneurs? No. How about your college professors? No. And then the funniest one of all is the financial planners. The average financial planner in the United States makes $65,000 a year. Most of you make more than that. Yet you go to financial planners and say, hey, I know you can't do it, but teach me how to build wealth. Teach me how to retire. It's crazy where we're getting our information. And this is not a slight against financial planners. They work hard. They're good people. They just don't know. Now, are there multimillionaire entrepreneur financial planners? Yes. But most of them require a portfolio of a couple million or more before they'll even talk to you. So, let's go down to the next major point, please. Does a belief have to be true to stop you dead in your tracks? The answer is no. If you have a false belief, it will manipulate you and control you just as effectively as if it was true, for the simple reason that your brain thinks it's true. You know, I had a fear because I almost lost my wife when I was working 60 hours a week. I had this fear that if I took on rental property, I'd get back to working 60 hours a week. And as a result of that, the first 3 years of my investing career, I didn't buy any rental property. I just wholesale flipped. At the end of the third year, I met a guy who had 120 houses. I think it was 123. Who vacationed out of the country 1 week a month. My belief was rental property consumed a bunch of time. After I met him, what did I suddenly realize? It doesn't take a bunch of time. This guy's vacationing a week a month. And it dawned on me. I had been paralyzed by a lie that I'd picked up from failures who said that rental real estate took up a bunch of time. And by the way, within 1 month, I bought my first rent property. What changed? Only one thing, my belief. I no longer believed that rent property consumed a bunch of time So instantly, I was able to get myself to take action and buy my first rental house. So be cautious of anything you let become a belief in your life. If you don't have the evidence, if you don't have the credible sources, if you don't have, it can destroy your life. One group, I'm sure one belief could destroy your life, but most people have groups of debilitating beliefs that are just false. But it doesn't matter. The fact that they believe them makes them as true, makes them affect you as if they were true. So the gist of these first two segments are: start dictating where your referral past experience comes from. You want to qualify every single person that gives you financial advice or marriage advice or fitness advice, make sure they're qualified. All right, we'll talk more after the break here on the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. Thanks for listening.
The poor and middle class are taught to depend solely on a job for their income. If your only source of income is a job, you're in the highest risk category in America. This J-O-B strategy, just over broke, keeps people poor and middle class. The rich teach their children differently. They teach them to build a second stream of income, almost always with real estate. If you would like to learn how to do this, attend our free 2-hour sample class. Visit GetTotalWealth.com and click the free class button at the top of the page. That's GetTotalWealth.com.
Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where we're working to improve our financial IQ. Today, we're kind of working on our psychological IQ and understanding how humans think and what makes us fearful, where we get our referral past experience, and whether or not it's qualified or not. You got to understand, if you have 10 people tell you something, even if they're 10 complete idiots, we have a tendency to believe it because we heard it from more than one person. So you've got to qualify it. Don't ever forget that 95% of Americans fail financially. I'm going to say this as harsh as it sound, as it is. That means 95% of the people you talk to are not qualified to talk to you about money. They're just not. You've got to find that 5%. And you're not going to find it hanging out with your friends, going to baseball games, going to football games, going duck hunting, going fishing. You got to get around successful people. You got to join a club or two. I suggest more than that, honestly, but I'm just trying to get you to take some action. You know, it's like, yeah, you should join 10. Let's work on one for now. Get around successful people. You know, I've got two groups of friends. I've got, we'll call them my poor friends and my rich friends. When I get around my poor friends, who I love as much as I love my rich friends, we talk about sports, a little bit about politics, a little bit about COVID, maybe a little bit about whatever music's playing, and that's about it. When I get with my wealthy friends, we talk about fitness. We talk about passive income. We talk about internal rates of return, cash flow, our last spectacular deal, or our last okay deal. It's just a different conversation. And as harsh as this sounds, you got to have two groups of friends. Because I don't want you to think that you need to quit loving and caring about your current group of friends. The exact opposite is true. You want to keep loving and caring about your current friends. But you need a set of friends that are goal-oriented, that are pushing themselves, that are excelling. One of the things that people need to understand is that a lot of people run around and they're proud because they're good. They're a good husband, they're a good wife, they're good at their job. Good's not enough. That's just showing up and doing your job. And the sad thing is, do you know what being good gets you? What type of results does being good get you? Most of you are going, well, good results. Get you poor results. See, you don't start getting good results until you're great. And then you don't get outstanding results until you're exceptional, until you're living with excellence. You'll hear me say that at the end of some of my shows. I'll say, please, you know, go forward in your week and live with excellence. Excellence is what leads to great results, incredible results. And it's not a little bit better than good results. It's 10 times better than good results. You know, Anthony Robbins talks about this quite a bit in his second book, Awaken the Giant Within, where he talks about how he's consulting people and they'll go, I'm a good husband. I don't know why my wife left me. We're good parents. I don't know why my kid's on cocaine. It's because you're good. You're not great. To win at this game, life, you've got to live with excellence. You've got to be beyond great, in my opinion. You got to study all the IQs, emotional IQ, sexual IQ, fitness IQ, financial IQ, and so on. You got to study all those arenas so that you're not good at it and you're better than great. You're exceptional. You're living with excellence. That one just came up because of an email I read during the break. But let's get back to these fears. The first one is that I addressed really was a big fear of mine, which was time. A lot of you are afraid because you're working 40, 50 hours a week, you got a couple of kids, you think you don't have time to build wealth for yourself and your family with real estate. Well, here's the problem with that concept. Do any of us have more time than others? Or do all of us have 24 hours in a day? We've all got the same amount of time. So anyone, and you got to be hard on yourself if you've ever used this excuse. Yes, be hard on yourself right now. If you've ever said, I don't have time for something, that's your problem. You really screwed up designing your life, didn't you? What do you mean you don't have time to build wealth for yourself and your family with real estate? So you designed your life to where you're going to fail financially throughout it? That's how you designed your life? Well, good job there. And make sure you understand, I probably should have addressed this first. You did design your life. You are responsible for that situation if it actually occurs. If you actually don't have time to build wealth for yourself and your family, you screwed up. You know, I talk to people all the time. They have their kids in four different sports. One kid, four different sports. So they're going to be good at four different things and great at nothing. What are you thinking? And then I hear this dumb comment, well, it keeps them out of trouble. No, you being a fantastic parent keeps them out of trouble. Not a good parent, a fantastic parent is what's going to keep them out of trouble, even if they're only in one sport. But when you say, I'm going to four different sports with my kid, and I have no time to build wealth, let's read into that. I'm not going to be able to help them with college. I'm not going to be able to help them with their first home. I'm not going to be able to help them with their first car. That's really your business model? It's just, the time excuse is a horrible one. Saying you don't have time to do what must be done, which is build wealth. It must be done. This isn't an option, people. If you have designed your life in such a way that you can't do that, you did a terrible job designing your life. But here's the wonderful thing about everything I'm saying. If you designed it that way and you are responsible, then what can you do? Change it. Change it. I had one client who literally spent so much time with his kids that by the time they turned 18, he was completely broke. Couldn't get them into college. Couldn't do anything. They all had to take, you know, $10, $15 an hour jobs to save up for school. It's horrible because we all feel guilty that we're not spending enough time with our kids. But you got to understand, you can spend too much time with them and neglect the other parts of a balanced life, including the wheel, part of the wheel known as wealth. So don't hide behind time. Understand, you are in control of your time, and you need to devote a certain amount of it to building wealth. And here's the wonderful thing. If you say to your kid, look, I'm going to go take some courses on how to build wealth so we have more money. You're only going to be able to do two sports next year. You know what your kid will say? Excellent. Guarantee it. Okay, we'll talk more after the break here on the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. Thanks for listening.
Are you tired of losing money in every down market? Did you know that real estate makes money in both the up and down markets? In fact, we make more money in the down market. Hi, this is Steve Davis, host of the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Yes, we're hoping for a down market, and you should know why. To find out, attend our free 2-hour free sample class. To reserve a seat, visit GetTotalWealth.com and click on the free workshop button at the top of the page. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where we're talking about groups of fears and ways to overcome them. But, you know, when I was hitting on time is the brutal one because it's such a lie. It's just flat out a lie. We all have the same amount of time. Yet some people achieve magnificent results and others wrestle with mediocrity, you know, just trying to stay afloat. Time is not an excuse under any circumstances. You've got to understand that your life was designed by you. You are responsible, and wonderfully, you can change it. So don't hide behind that one. The next one is, the next big fear that people have. A lot of people think they have to have a lot of money. And when I started at age 27, I had bad credit and no money. Yet I was able to get into the business slowly but surely. And the way that I did it was I just started by wholesaling. Wholesaling was a way, and I teach this in our Saturday class, wholesaling is a way to do deals without using any of your own money or any of your credit. So no matter what your present financial position, if you're willing to hustle, if you're willing to kick butt, you can get into real estate. Then what I did was after I wholesaled for a while, I had enough money to pay off all my bad debt, get my credit perfect. Then I started flipping. And, you know, I went from making $5,000 to $40,000 a deal to making $20,000 to $100,000 a deal. And then, as I mentioned earlier in the show, at the end of the third year, I switched to a rental property. Still flipped for a while, you know, because I was generating capital. But yeah, I moved to single family rental, then eventually to little apartments, you know, 10 units, 20 units, 40 units, and then eventually to 200, 500 unit apartment complexes. And by the way, that was a 15-year process. If I'd have known about passive investing, I could have cut 9 years off of that process. 9 years. Man, passive investing it's life-changing. So, yeah, I could have cut 9 years if I'd have gone from flipping straight into passive investing. Okay. We're in the final segment of today's show, so if you've got a question for me or a comment or you want to yell at me over my time comments, you can call right now, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. If you've got a fear you need me to address, you can also email me. In other words, during the show, I've addressed, does a fear have to be true? And the answer is no. I've touched on time. I explained why you don't have to have a lot of money to get started. And the last one, this is the big one. You know the big fear people have? That they're not good enough. It's the fear of failure. It's the fear that I began at the beginning and I got distracted that I was supposed to hit on. It's, I don't have faith in myself. I've tried other things and failed. I'm afraid if I try this, I'll fail. You can't let that happen. You can't let that happen to yourself. You've got to understand that you are brilliant, that you are hardworking, that you do care about your family. You've got tremendously good qualities. You have to keep trying. Remember what Stallone said, it's not how hard you can hit, it's how hard you can get hit and continue moving forward towards your goals. See, all those failures in the past is a roundhouse kick to your head that knocked you down. But that was 6 months ago, that was 6 years ago, that was 16 years ago. Get up. Try again. Don't ever stop trying. Because I'll tell you, because I deal with elderly people quite a bit, regret is horrible. It's horrible. When you look back at your life and you go, man, I didn't even try. I was so scared that I didn't even try. That is massive, massive psychological pain. And it doesn't last a few hours. It lasts for decades. That misery, that pain of regret. I didn't even try. I had a wonderful family. The one, and I don't know what movie this was, but I remember there was a guy on his deathbed and his wife was beside him. And he said, I didn't do right by you. I will never forget that scene. Can't tell you the movie, but that scene has stuck with me. Got to be 40 plus years. I'm scared to death of regret. And I'm telling you, if you want to be smart, you get scared to death of regret too. Because it is painful to look your wife in the eye and go, I didn't do right by you. I can't imagine more pain than that. Death pales by comparison. See, you got to do right by your kids. You got to do right by your spouse, or you're going to live with regret. So have faith in yourself. I do. You should have it as well. Understand that you are brilliant. You may not be brilliant at the same things I am, but I'm not brilliant at the same things you are. But we're both brilliant in one way or another. And hardworking when we see purpose. It's just, have faith in yourself. It's kind of like when people come into our office, you know, it's a $500,000 worth of rehab. It's a gorgeous office. They see a 300-person seminar room. They see pictures of success stories on the wall. They see pictures of sponsors on the wall. They meet 200 members who all say, it works, we're doing it. Do you think they really don't think we're real if they don't join? No. They don't doubt us. They doubt themselves. And you can't do that. You gotta believe in yourself. Have faith. Understand you are brilliant. And just find a vehicle. Doesn't have to be real estate. You could do franchises. You could do, I don't know. The reason we chose real estate is because 70% of the millionaires in the United States used real estate. And I'm one of those guys that says, I think I'm going to take the easiest, most successful route. That's why I got in real estate. So the last one I wanted to address is contacts. You got to understand that you understand, I guarantee it, if one of your fears is you don't have the contacts, then you understand already that life is a team sport. You notice at the beginning of my show, I do not let them call me a self-made millionaire. Why? Because I'm not. In fact, there's no such thing as a self-made millionaire. Anybody who calls themselves a self-made millionaire is discounting all of the people that got them where they are. Just no value for the other human beings that got them where they are. I have value for them. My team has been about 100 people over the last 30 years. Realtors, wholesalers, mortgage companies, CPAs, attorneys. If it weren't for them, I would not be on this radio show right now chatting with you. I wouldn't. I'd be broke working in a health club. No, life is a team sport. And those of you that understand you need contacts, think about this. Did you know that the moment you join a platform like Total Wealth Academy, your entire team is built? No spending 5 to 10 years like I did building your team. I already have all the CPAs, attorneys, mortgage brokers, contractors, everybody that you need on your team to be a successful real estate investor is already at Total Wealth Academy. Okay. All right. There's my hour-long opinion about fear. Please don't let it paralyze you. Start questioning any fear that you have. Make sure it came from a credible source. I guarantee you any fear you have did not come from a credible source, and you shouldn't have it. Thanks for listening. Take care.
To the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Please remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investing advice. Always get a professional opinion before making any investment decision. To find out about coaching and consulting at Total Wealth Academy, visit GetTotalWealth.com and attend one of our free sample classes on real estate investing. Thanks for listening. Have a great rest of your day.